Come on, gang. Let's play 20 questions.
Is it animal or mineral? Is it a living American man?
Could I hear it at the opera?
Is it as big as a bowling ball?
Would it match one of Crosby's shirts?
Yes, everyone is playing 20 questions. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, the man who knows all the answers, Bill Slater.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 20 Questions, the absolutely unrehearsed program where you listeners send in subjects for our questioners to identify in not more than 20 questions.
I'm the mystery voice, off stage in a soundproof booth. I'll tell you what the subject is, and the poster will inform our studio audience. But we won't tell our questioners,
who are Fred Vandeventer, famous newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Bobby McGuire, our young high school student, Herb Palazzi, radio and motion picture producer, and our special guest tonight is the head of the world-famous sports arena, Madison Square Garden, General John Reed Kilpatrick. General Kilpatrick, it's a pleasure to have you with us on 20 Questions tonight.
Thank you. It's fun being here.
Right?
I hope.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
The president of Madison Square Garden?
Why, sure. Haven't you ever seen him, Herb?
Not his face, I haven't. From where I sit in the garden, all I've seen is the top of his head.
No, no. You saw your own face reflected in this bald head of mine, I
think. Oh, no. Well, I want you, General, to be warned against Mr. Palazzi there, and I'm glad you've come over from the garden this evening. You're having a track meet tonight, aren't you?
We are.
You have track meets, you have hockey games, you have Sonia Henney, you have dog shows, you have basketball, you just have everything in that wonderful Madison Square Garden. I'm glad you could take some time away from it, come over here and play 20 questions with us, sir.
Thank you.
Right. Let's move into our first subject of the evening.
This is the 20 Questions Mystery Voice speaking from offstage. Bill has a double subject for election year, the Republican elephant and the Democrat donkey.
Now let the studio audience see it, too. That's the animal subject for which you have 20 questions. It'll give them a fight, won't it, audience? Here we go. We're off. Van.
Is it a living American man?
No, it's not a living American man. Bobby.
Is it a human being?
Not a human being. Her.
Is it a four-legged groundhog?
It's not a four-legged groundhog, no. No, that's a shadowy question. Florence.
Is it four-legged?
The subject?
Mm-hmm.
No. Van?
Is it part of a four-legged animal?
No. No. Van?
Well, is it a whole animal?
Partly. Florence?
Is it a group of four-legged animals?
It's a group of four-legged animals, yes.
Where are you looking? Is it on the upstairs?
No. I'm just looking up above for inspiration in view of these tough questions you're shooting at me. Van.
Are they fictional animals?
Yes. Bob.
Are they in children's fiction?
No. No. That's nine questions. Van.
Are they in prose fiction?
They have been mentioned in prose fiction. They're not primarily famous for that. Herbert.
Well, are they horses?
No, they're not horses. Van.
Are they edible animals?
Edible? No, not normally, no. Herb?
Are they in advertising?
In advertising?
Any, yeah.
Not in commercial advertising, no.
What's sustaining
But in the form thereof. What'd you say, Herbert?
Say, what is sustaining advertising?
Sponsored a good one, Florida.
Are they a domestic animal?
A domestic animal? Partly. Partly.
You mean part of them is and part of them isn't?
That's it,
part of them are and part of them aren't, I think.
That's right. That's better than saying part of them is and part of them ain't, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Van.
Are these usually associated with American animals? Do we consider them usually to be American?
The ones we're after, yes. Van?
Are they... do they usually come from one particular state?
No. No.
Wouldn't be Missouri mules, then, would they?
That's 16 questions used and only four left. Bobby comes in.
Two different species of animals.
That's right. Two different species of animals. 17 questions. Three to go. Florence.
Are they dogs and cats?
No, they're not dogs and cats. That's 18 and two questions left.
Oh, brother.
And these animals to get. All right, who has the next question? Bob.
This is for you. You say one of them is wild and one of them is domesticated. Is that correct? That's just for you.
I believe that I said that a part of this thing you're after consisted of a domesticated animal or animals.
And it seems there's only two of them. One isn't.
That could be, Robert. Florence?
Is this a cat and a mouse?
No, it's not a cat and a mouse. Now, you have only one question left.
Only one?
Only one. Sorry, you've used up 19 of your allotted 20. All right, let's go. Somebody take a crack at it. They're fairly familiar animals, as a matter of fact. All right, question number 20. What do you say, Herbert? He's just looking.
And all reminds me of Fred Allen's line. Where were you when the page was blank? That page blank.
That look almost resembled one of these animals. All right, the 20th question. Take a crack. Bobby?
This may fit. Is this the dog and the cow in the manger?
I'm awfully sorry. The Republican elephant and the Democrats donkey. Oh, congratulations, Mr. Colgan. Let's move into our next one, which I hope won't be as hard to get.
Here's another combination subject. Those two staples, bread and butter.
Now, you at home have been told by the Mystery Voice. Let the studio audience see it, Miss Shepard. This shouldn't be too difficult. 20 questions you have, Bob.
Is this cloth?
No, it's not cloth. Van.
Is it manufactured?
Yes, in a sense. Van again.
Is it edible?
Edible, right. Right, that's three questions. Bob.
Is this usually used as an entree?
No. No. Florence.
Is it dessert?
No, it's not dessert. Van.
Is it usually used between meals, eaten between meals?
No, it's not usually eaten between meals. Has been eaten between meals. Florence.
Is it bread or any form of bread?
Partly. Partly. Florence.
Is it bread plus something else?
Yes. That's eight questions. John Kilpatrick.
Sandwich?
No. But that's pretty close. That's pretty close. That's nine questions. Florence?
Do you want one specific portion of this that is connected with someone?
No, no specific portion of this that's connected with someone, no.
Just kidding.
Yeah, Bob.
Did you say this was or was not a sandwich?
I said it was not a sandwich, but I'll ask it. Hey.
Is it a hamburger on a roll?
No. It's not a roll and hamburger. That's 11. Van.
Do you usually eat it at mealtime?
Usually, yes. Florence?
Is it bread and butter?
It's bread and butter. It was so obvious, you see, that it was quite battle. I carried you to 13 questions on plain bread and butter.
It's obvious he had it on the card in front of him.
That's correct, Herbert. Right.
That's an obvious dodge.
Well, now let's move into our next subject here. This will give you a tussle, too.
The panel can't hear me telling you the answer. It's America's second president, John Adams, and his son, President John Quincy Adams.
You at home know. Let the studio audience have a look at this. Take a good look at it, audience. It's a rough one, isn't it? Here we go. It's animal, and Van has his hand way up.
Does this have anything to do with St. Valentine's Day?
No. Nice romantic thought of you.
Yeah,
you know, if I were sending a Valentine, my nicest Valentine would go to that Ben Alexander for that Heart's Desire program of his. I can't help but thinking of hearts on Valentine's Day.
That's what I was thinking of, the heart that...
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, we both had such a hearty thought, didn't we? But
yeah.
You were wrong.
Spring is here.
But I was thinking of my mother-in-law. I was blank again.
I haven't seen your mother-in-law lately, Herb.
Congratulations.
Well, let's get on with the subject here. It's animal, and there's been one question asked. Has it anything to do with Valentine's Day? I said no, and Bob comes in.
Is it human?
Is it human? Yes. Fine.
Is it alive?
No. Herb.
Is it fictional?
No. Real. Van.
Was it a man?
A man? Partly. Van.
Was it a group of men?
Yes. Yes, in a sense. Bob?
Was it two inventors?
Was not two inventors.
Was it two men?
It was two men. Charge both questions. That's eight questions used. Two men. Heard.
Were they brothers?
No, they were not brothers. Van.
Were they American?
They were American. That's 10 questions left. Half your question's gone. Heard.
Were they explorers?
They were not explorers. Florence.
Were they in entertainment?
No, they were not in entertainment. That's 12 questions. John Kilpatrick.
Politicians?
Yes. Yes. That's 13 questions, 7 to go. That's the most helpful question yet, John Kilpatrick.
Herb, were they both presidents?
Yes.
Were they the Roosevelts?
No. That's 15 questions. Florence.
The Adamses?
The Adams is right. Right. President President John Adams and his son, President John Quincy Adams. You got that in 16 questions. Well, questioners, that wraps up three subjects. I'd like to pass on a little message now to you men and women of the armed forces overseas who are hearing this program through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. How about a subject from you for our Board of Experts to see if you, too, can win a grand surprise prize? You may address your questions to 20 Questions, Box 142, New York 8, New York, or through the Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, California, USA.
Well, back to 20 Questions. And friends, remember the rules of the game. You listeners send in the subject for our questioners to identify in not more than 20 questions. The mystery voice will keep you informed, but all we'll tell our questioners is whether the subject is animal, vegetable, or mineral. Right, Bill?
Right, Frank. And we've stumped them on one tonight, and they've gotten two of them. General John Reed Kilpatrick, you enjoying this as much as being over at your Madison Square Garden?
Almost as much.
Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, and you're having a lot of fun. You've great help on that last question, incidentally, sir. Let's move into our fourth subject. The subject is mineral and vegetable.
There seems to be more in these double subjects than meets the eye. This time, it's a bicycle built for two.
Now let the studio audience in on it, too, Miss Shepherd, please. Here we go. 20 questions. Bobby.
Is this a geographic location?
This is not a geographic location, no. Florence?
Is this edible?
Edible? No. No. Van.
Is the mineral part metallic?
Mineral part is metallic. Bob?
Is this manufactured?
Manufactured, yes. Herb?
Is this connected with anyone we know?
No. Nobody in particular.
Anonymous.
That you know? That's right. Florence?
Is the vegetable part wooden?
The vegetable part? No. Bob?
Is this a means of transportation?
Yes. Yes. Six questions. Bob?
Are there two of them?
Two of the things you're after?
Yeah.
Why'd you ask that question?
Because the first three had something to do with two.
Yes. Well, there aren't two of these things.
Does it have two motors, two propellers, two blades, or front and the back, or...
The answer to what you've asked, Bob, is no. Eight questions. Florence.
Does it have two wheels?
Yes.
A bicycle?
Yes, but wait a minute.
A bicycle built for two.
Bicycle built for two, right. 7 to 11 questions. That's a song, too. And Herb, I'm surprised you didn't get that. You've been around the entertainment world a long time.
Yeah, but musical comedy's not my field. I was a dramatic actor.
I was only in one play, Tobacco Row. You know, I made no impression at all on Rockefeller.
Now listen, Pelosi. After all,
I could have used it, Doc.
All right, now I haven't made any impression on you people in the last three subjects, but let's try this one here.
The two heads that are better than one.
All right, you at home know from the Mystery Voice. Let the studio audience see this. I think they'll have trouble, don't you? Here we go. It's animal, 20 questions. Herb.
Human?
Human? Yes. Van.
Are they whole animals?
No. Herb?
Parts of two brothers.
Could be. Van?
Are these parts of the body that are a part of the head?
Parts of the body that are a part of the head. No. Bob.
Is this part of a human being? Was that asked?
Whether the subject was part of a human being? I don't think that was asked. Charging for
it. Was it? I mean, what? Is it?
Is the subject part of a human being?
Yes.
Partly. Herb?
Are these the Siamese twins? Maybe?
No. No. You made the wrong connection there. Florence?
Are these heads?
What'd you say?
Are these heads?
They're heads.
Two heads that are better than one.
That does it! That does it! Van?
You know what I thought it was?
What?
I thought it was the left hand that doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Well, that was a very handy thought, but she headed you off.
He's a clever man, that player.
Let's get into this one here. This is where I'm going to let the people at home play it right along with us. We won't tell them what it is in advance and see if you at home can get it before our questioners do here. Let the studio audience see it. The subject is animal. All right, you have 20 questions to get this subject. It's animal. This is not easy. Van.
Are these whole animals?
They are whole animals. But...
are they both men?
Are they what?
Both men.
Both men?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't charge for that question. Van?
Are they human?
No, they're not human. Bob?
Are they both four-footed?
No, they're not both four-footed. Herb?
Are they the birds of a feather that flock together?
No, they're not. Nice thought. Nice soft, feathery thought. But that's not it. Van?
Are they birds?
They're not birds. Van?
Are they marine animals?
Yes. Bob?
Are they actually fish?
Yes. Yes. That's seven questions. Bob again.
Are they in a song?
No, they're not in a song.
I guess that was three, though, wasn't it?
Yes. That's right.
Five little fishes.
Well, be as efficient as you want to be. This has nothing to do with this. Van?
Are these specific types of fish rather than just fish?
Just fish. That's nine questions. Bob?
Is it biblical?
Yes.
Is it the fishes that Christ broke up and made a thousand? I forget the exact wording of it.
Well, now you'll have to be a little bit more
exact.
It's
been a parable, I believe.
You're awfully close. Herbert?
Is it the five little fishes and the two loaves of bread?
No. No. Van?
Are these...
no.
Was it the two little fishes and the five loaves of bread?
No.
Van?
That is
it.
That's it, but Van, put it absolutely clearly for us, will you?
Well, it's the two fishes with which Christ fed the multitude.
And the five loaves of bread.
You didn't ask for that.
No, just the two fishes from the fishes and the five loaves of bread.
I was looking at it in the mirror.
Yes. Well, you got it. You got it quicker than I thought you would, although I ran you to 13 questions on that. Now let's see what you can do on this one. I don't want you to get to feel too cocky. I'm not licked yet, my friends.
This is the Mystery Voice once more on the job. Bill is talking about only one subject this time, but it's a double crosser.
Listeners at home, now let the studio audience look at this one. See what I mean, audience, when I said I wasn't licked yet? Let's go. Let's go. It's animal. You have 20 questions. Bob.
Is this a human being?
Yes.
Siamese twins?
No. No. Van.
Is it more than one human being?
There are quite a few of them. Herb?
Are they twins of any kind?
Are they twins? Some of them are and some of them aren't.
Are they brothers under the twins?
under the skins. Some of them are and some of them aren't. Van?
Can these people be identified by their occupation?
They have all kinds of occupations, Van. Herb?
Are they babies?
No. No, they're not babies. Van.
Can they be identified by their avocations?
By their avocations?
You mean that they eat avocados?
Well, that's apparent, Herb. Yes, they can be identified by what you might call their avocations. General Kilpatrick?
Is it a group of individuals that is characterized by some peculiar characteristic, mental or physical?
General, that covers a lot of territory, but that's awfully close. They're a group of people that are identifiable by a peculiar characteristic.
Left-handed? Or...
No. That's equivalent to asking if the characteristic is physical. It is not. You have used up eight questions. Florence.
Do they have two of something that they shouldn't have? I mean, normal people don't.
What could you have two of that you shouldn't have?
Well, I didn't think of
that. No, the answer to that is no, Florence. General Kilpatrick?
Is it some mental characteristic, such as being stupid or smart?
It's something like that, General, but not quite that. You have bored in closer than anybody so far. Bobby?
Is this something like a two-timer?
It's something like
a
that.
A bigamist, perhaps?
No. No. I love that perhaps, Bob. A van.
Oh, would it be a double-crosser?
It would be!
Well,
I like the teamwork here, General. I like the way you put them on the track there with that one. A double crosser you got in 13 questions. All right. All right.
If the General could get a seat in the garden as easy as he puts it on the track here.
Our expert questioners have 20 chances to get these two subjects, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
You at home have been told. Let the studio audience see this. I don't blame you. You have 20 questions. It's vegetable and mineral. Herb starts.
Is it a pair of oars?
A pair of oars? No. You were rowing in the wrong direction. Van.
Is this a geographic location?
Yes. Yes. Van again.
Is it in the United States?
Yes. In the United States. Herb?
Are they twin cities?
Yes.
Minneapolis and St. Paul?
No. No.
Sodom and Gomorrah?
No,
I know that's not in the United States.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that either, Herb. Robbie?
Dallas and Fort Worth?
No.
Detroit and Cleveland?
No.
New York and Chicago?
No. You've run out of cities, have you, Bobby?
He wants a conductor's hat.
Yeah. Van.
Is it... Are they east of the Mississippi?
No. No.
San Francisco and Oakland?
No. Always put your hand up, please, Bob. No. That's the 11 questions.
Could I qualify that question? You mean neither one of them are east of the Mississippi?
That's right. Neither one of them is east of the Mississippi.
Well, then don't count any questions.
Van.
Are they west of the Rockies?
No. No. Van.
Are they north of the Missouri?
North of the Missouri River?
Oh, I know what they are.
No. Now, wait a minute. Van's entitled to a crack at it. The answer is no.
They are not north of the Missouri River?
No.
Are they the two Kansas cities?
That'll do it. That'll do it. That's right. They are in what direction from the Missouri River, Van?
Well, they're practically west.
They're practically right south and west of it. They're practically right there. Well, you did very well. By George, you got Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. Took you 14 questions. See what you can do with this.
Off stage, I'm telling the radio audience only that the answer is Eddie Cantor's eyes.
All right, you at home now. Let the studio audience see this subject. Here we go. Herbert.
Are they sport figures?
Sport figures? No. Bob.
Is this in a song?
No. Van?
Are they whole animals?
No. Van?
Are they human?
The subject is human. Herb?
Part of any of the extremities.
Part of any extremities?
Any of the extremities.
Not in the technical sense of extremities, no. No.
I'll tell you, lady, extremities like your pinky.
Van.
Are you after specific ones associated with a specific person?
Yes, yes. What I'm after is specific associated with a specific person. Van.
Is this person a man?
This person is a man. That's 7 questions. John Kilpatrick.
Did you say that it was connected with this, was not connected with a sports character?
No, I didn't say that, but this person is not a sports character. Charge for the question. That's 8 questions. Third.
Well, is it connected with a sports character?
No. I just said
no. Did say no.
I just said no. Charge again. Charge again. No. Charge for every question. You have to pay attention here, children.
That's his fault, not ours.
That's right.
Florence?
Is this portion of the body you want above the neck?
Yes.
Are they eyebrows?
No, they're not eyebrows. Charge for every question now. Bob?
This is review. Did you say, is this person living?
I didn't say whether the person...
Is the person living?
Person is living. That's 11 questions. Diane.
Are they ears?
They're not ears.
Are they eyes?
They're eyes. They're eyes.
Oh.
13. Herb.
Eddie Cantor.
That's it. Eddie Cantor's eyes. All right, now here we are. I'm going to run some quickies on you. This is where I say go, and you'll have 60 seconds to knock them off.
The subject is Dempsey and Tunney.
The home audience knows. Let the studio audience see it. Go.
The living American man.
Partly. Herb?
Are they in sport?
They are in sport.
Are they brothers?
They are not brothers. This Van?
Are they, do they play this game with a ball?
No. Herb?
Are they prize fighters?
Yes. John Kilpatrick?
Have they fought recently in the
no.
garden?
John Kilpatrick?
Have they fought recently
no.
in the garden?
No. Does that give you an idea?
Are they going to fight recently?
No. They're not going to fight. Florence?
Are they old-timers?
In a sense.
Would Braddock be one?
No, Braddock is not one. John Kilpatrick, got any ideas? John Kilpatrick?
Dempsey and Tunney?
That's it. Don't you wish that they were going to fight again?
You
in the
bet
garden.
I do.
Kilpatrick. It's been nice to have had you here tonight, General Kilpatrick. I hope you've had as good a time here as we have had in having you here, sir. And now, friends, that concludes our 20 question subjects for tonight. We'll be back again next week, so be sure to send in your 20 questions entry.
20 Questions was a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.